PetConstruction.com.
In every pet shelter, there are countless stories of hope. There's Josh and his cat, Bernard.
He was found living by a dumpster, so I guess anything's a step up from that.
There's Lori and her dog, Ellie.
It's thrilling to save a life, to know that you're maybe their last chance and their only hope for a good life.
Hope. That's what brought together Purina One Brand Pet Foods and animal welfare organizations to form the One Hope Network, a movement dedicated to increasing pet adoptions. Find out more by visiting onehope.org.
The Press Box invites you to take a break from the holiday bustle and try one of our tasty classics, including the Press Box Horseshoe. Originated in Springfield and now legal in the state of Missouri, the Press Box Horseshoe features a half-pound burger served open-faced on Texas toast, topped with French fries and smothered in a special beer cheese sauce. Or join us for our Black Friday brunch this Friday. Start your holiday with our world-famous horseshoe and Black Friday brunch at the Press Box, Highway 40 West at Chesterfield Parkway exit.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today at an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 3.5%, APR 3.69%. Call today at 800-970-8011.
Call us for cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny Street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
you jazz turkey,
crossed over.
Good voice, Lauren.
If I never have
got some
sense,
voices,
I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on sunny side of the street.
Watching some movie the other night, and on the soundtrack at the end when they're rolling the credits, I heard the voice of a guy that, man, I haven't heard from or seen on TV in years. Leon Redbone.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
What happened to him?
I don't know.
He used to be on Saturday Night Live as the guest artist a lot, and he'd have that Panama hat and that big tuba. Champagne Charlie is my name. Champagne Charlie is my game. Champagne Charlie is my name, by golly. Rolling around in everything.
He was on. He used to do those. He did the Budweiser commercials, wasn't it, the Bud? Yeah, for all
you say Budweiser, you said it all.
For you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Tina, what did you say? What song?
I like that song. No,
what?
I like
Champagne Charlie?
Yeah, and he has a song about that's named Tina, too.
Yeah, somewhere I have a Leon Redbone album. I have no idea where it is. I bought it when I saw him on Saturday Night Live. I thought, what a weird dude, this guy.
Yeah.
This guy was out there. And you didn't really see. He had sunglasses and a big nose and a hat pulled down. And he just sat there and he barely opened his mouth.
He kind of looked like Father Guido Sarducci.
Yes.
A little bit.
Yeah, in white.
Yeah.
Father Guido Sarducci, the white cloth version.
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Thrilled to have you with us. Here we are the day after the anniversary of the assassination. And hang on, because I know I cut this out. And I wanted to just mention it. There was a guy who, I don't have it, but I remember the story because I just read it this morning, and I saw it on the news this morning. There was a guy who led the police to Lee Harvey Oswald. You remember where they found Lee Harvey Oswald?
A movie theater.
Yes, he was in a movie theater, hiding out, and the guy who called the cops and says, I think the guy you're looking for is in the movie theater. They have presented him with an award, and they presented it to him yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yeah. Now, can anybody explain? You know, not only do I not understand the whole Natalie Wood thing 30 years later, I sure don't get why you give a guy an award, like a Citizens whatever award for helping with the finding. Why in the world did they do it yesterday?
And how old is this guy? 90?
Oh, you know what? I've got it somewhere. I'll find it here in a little bit. But wouldn't you give it to him in 1964?
Yeah. Yeah, you'd think so.
I don't get it.
That was weird.
Hey, and I forgot earlier this week, I forgot to do something. I want to do it now because I don't want the week to end without it. And that is to say, congratulations to Tom Sainert, Annie Gunn's restaurant. There's a thing called the Diner's Choice Award. It's given out by Open Table. And I don't know how many restaurants there are in the United States. There have to be...
How would you even guess that?
I mean, there have to be like a half million.
Are you including fast food or just sit-down restaurant like a diner...
Just restaurants. Now, this happens to be what you would consider, they say restaurants that specialize in American food. Well, that's any hamburger place, chicken place, steak place.
Right.
You know, it's not necessarily, it's not a purely
Mexican.
Italian restaurant. Yeah, it's just a restaurant, but there are hundreds of thousands of them. Annie Gunn's has been awarded this Diner's Choice Award for falling in the top 100 restaurants in the United States. I mean,
wow.
That's a big deal. Yeah, that's a big deal. So congratulations, Tom Sainert and Annie Gunn's. It is a... Yeah, I said before, one of the frustrating things for me is that I would love to speak for Annie Gunn's. I'd love to have him as a sponsor, but they don't need me. That's very frustrating when you do what I do and you find a place that doesn't need your help. They don't need advertising. That place is packed. Even when other restaurants, the nights they call the worst nights of the week, like Tuesday night, notoriously is, you know, people stand around twiddling their thumbs, nobody's in the place. No, it's packed. Park, you can't park. It's full of people. And for good reason. It really is. Have you guys eaten there at all? Annie Gunn's?
Yeah.
No.
You've never taken Angela to Annie Gunn's?
No.
And you call yourself a husband? And you
no.
call this a good... No, okay. Okay. You don't call it a good, solid marriage. Okay, then. And that's different. So congratulations to Tom Sainert. Now, a Burke segment, anything.
Well, you know, I was out and about today, and it seemed, I thought, it felt like Saturday. There's...
Oh, traffic. People get off early today.
Yeah.
This is the day to do all their, you know...
I went and picked up my pumpkin pies at Costco, and I think I read somewhere that they make like a million pies or something that they go through and just...
Oh, I don't
doubt
that.
Oh, for every
country?
Store across the country? Yeah, that's a
blow. When she said pumpkin pie, you know what we have to do? The warning.
Oh.
We're going to have to do it this year.
It's coming up.
Well, yep. I think it's here. I think it's never too early to warn people about filth and disgusting language.
No.
In music.
Well, and some of the stations have already been playing Christmas music. So.
For a month.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I was reading that the Rolling Stone magazine named the best guitarist ever and then the top 10 guitarist.
Okay. Was Dan in there? Dan wasn't there, was he?
No.
I play bass.
Oh, that's different.
Is that not a guitarist?
No.
No.
You know, you would be a bassist.
See, I didn't know that. A bass player is not considered a guitarist.
No.
I didn't know that. Go ahead.
And the best guitarist ever named was Jimi Hendrix.
I can see that.
I don't know enough about it to say.
I can't see that at all.
Second was Eric Clapton. Third was Jimmy Page. Fourth is Keith Richards. Fifth is Jeff Beck, Dan.
These are pretty much the same names you hear every year when they name best guitarist.
B.B. King, Chuck Berry.
Mark Knopfler's not in there?
Nope.
Vince
Eddie
Gill's
Van Halen, Dwayne Allman, and Pete Townsend.
Yeah, see, Vince Gill is a tremendous...
See, it's funny to me,
player.
These are all hard, pretty hard, it's pretty hard rock music.
Or bluesy.
Except for Vince Gill, huh?
Vince Gill's not in there,
but that's because he's not
a hard rock and roller. This is made up of rockers. I'm going to tell you something. I put Vince Gill, I don't know much about guitar playing, but up against just about anybody, as I would have Glenn Campbell in his day.
Oh, and what's his name? Who in the heck was that weird-looking guy that played on Hee Haw?
Roy Clark?
No, Roy Clark's a good guitar player, but Buck Owen.
Yeah, Buck Owens wasn't the guitar player Roy Clark was. Roy Clark was a tremendous guitar player. And I'll tell you who else, Mark Knopfler, Dire Straits.
Yeah.
Great guitar player. I don't know anything about what I'm talking about. I don't know anything about
But
guitar.
They can't, I don't know how you could say one person is better than the other because they all have different styles. They're all different styles.
Yeah, and I was talking to Larry about this, our lead guitar player, you know, because I was telling him who was picked. And he said a lot of these people were influential, you know, really influential on other guitarists.
Oh, right. You hear a lot of rock stars say Jimi Hendrix was somebody that they patterned.
Here's what I do know. Here's who was influential for everybody. Les Paul.
Yes.
Well, nobody would argue that.
No.
Les Paul and Chet Atkins. And
then
that's
Mel
the extent
Bay.
Of my knowledge. Mel Bay. Didn't he just die in the last year or two?
Mel Bay?
Did he pass away?
I have the Mel Bay Easy Chord book. That's how I learned how to play guitar.
I think he passed away. Anything else for the Burke segment?
Not for me.
That's it? All right. No. Going once, twice, three times. That's it. It's closed. We have to talk about road rage, and I'm going to tell you why. This is road rage season, and people waiting for parking spots, and you sit with your blinker on, and somebody darts in there and takes it away from you, and you want to get out and beat the crap out of them. Don't do it. Resist whatever, no matter how right you are. If you're right, they're wrong, don't do it. We've got this horrible story. Have you guys been following the story of this guy from Sunset Hills?
No.
He got shot. You got a guy from right here, Sunset Hills, and he's on the way a couple days ago to Las Vegas in a rented car with his wife. And his name is Bill Narden, 65 years old. They're going for a family get-together in Vegas like my family just did a couple weeks ago. And I want to make sure I get my facts right, so I'm going to glance at the story just to make sure I know. It was in New Mexico, I believe. He followed. There's a guy who sideswiped him on the interstate as they're going from Oklahoma west, I believe, and the guy clipped him and kept going. Now, Mr. Narden was in a rented Impala, I believe. And so this guy doesn't do a tremendous amount of damage, but he clipped him, he hit him. So Mr. Narden, and let me make this extremely clear. I am really sorry this guy is dead. This should never have happened. But I don't think anybody can argue with what I'm about to say in my conclusion that I'm going to draw from this. And now I'll continue. Put yourself in this situation. You're with your wife, you're driving, somebody clips your car, keeps going, you follow them. This is exactly what happened until they take off and get off an exit, pull in a gas station. Mr. Narden, according to the story, confronts the guy about clipping him and hitting him on the interstate, and the next thing you know, Mr. Narden is shot in the chest and killed right in front of his wife. Now, the guy who shot him is 81. His story is that, at least this is my take on it, and I've tried to read what little articles there are, I've tried to read as much as I can, that Narden was upset and approached him at the gas station. I'm trying to get a police report to find out if he even broke out the guy's window. He was so mad. I don't know that. Whether he did or didn't, he approached the guy at the service station. The next thing you know, boom, Mr. Narden is shot in the chest and killed.
So he's saying self-defense?
He's saying self-defense. He's saying in fact, a couple articles I read led me to believe that he had even told the police. He didn't even know he'd hit the guy's car. He wasn't aware of that he'd clipped him. And he just kept on going because he didn't know he'd done it. And the next thing you know, here's the guy approaching him, coming after him, and he defended himself. Here's the point I want to make. None of this would have happened if he hadn't followed the guy.
Right.
The damage is done. The car has some damage, a little damage. It's drivable. You get it fixed.
You call the police and you get his license plate number and let it go.
If you can follow a guy, you can get his license plate number. Don't approach anybody in a situation where you think they've done something in traffic that you didn't like. And I know he probably has family in the St. Louis area, and I hope somebody doesn't take this out of context and go, "I heard Frank say that your dad deserved to be shot." I didn't say that at all. I wasn't there. I don't know what happened. But I do know that none of it would have happened had he not followed him. You know, look, one time ever that I can remember, have I done something that could have gotten me shot? And I've talked about it before. My kids witnessed it. My wife witnessed it. It's the only time they've ever seen me just just go after somebody. And it was in a parking lot where, you know, cars go one direction and the next aisle they go another direction. You know, and everybody's parked at an angle and it's obvious what direction you're supposed to go. I'm waiting for a lady to back out and I have my blinker on. And here comes a pickup truck the wrong way. Now he's coming toward me going the wrong direction in this row of parked cars. When she backs out, he pulls forward so that I can't take the place. Now, he can't get it and I can't get it. We're nose to nose in the parking lot. But he's going the wrong direction. He looks at me, and I had my three kids, my wife and the car, they were young kids at the time. And through the windshield, it's easy to read his lips when he says to me, "Back up." I could see his mouth. I knew what he was saying. He points at me, "Back up." I just lost it. I just said, everybody stay in the car. And I got out of my car, and I walked over to this guy. This is the dumbest thing I've ever done. I went up to his driver's window. Now, he's a rural guy. It's a pickup truck. He's got a plaid shirt. He's probably a hunter. He could have shot me right in the head. And I just walked up to him, and I said, and I don't know, something happens to you sometime. It's just that somebody catches you at the wrong time. You're not in the mood for it, and you just decide, that's it. I'm not putting up with this kind of crap. But I walked up to him, and I said, "What did you say to me just now? What did you say to me that I couldn't hear, but I think I read your lips?" And he just sat there, and I said, "Well, let me help you. You told me to back up. And I'm not backing up. You're backing up. And you got 10 seconds to do it." And I just looked at my watch and I said, "You got 9 seconds. 8. 7. And this guy threw this pickup truck in reverse. And he backs up. And I took the spot. Stupid. Because he could have shot me. It would have been his word, not against mine, because I'm dead. You know, he could have told the police. This guy walked up and said, "Get out. I'm going to kill you.
Threaten me.
I'm going to kill you. Get out of that truck." Well, I can't argue because I would have been dead. When I took the parking spot, though, we went into the store, and I told my kids, I said, "You guys go on. I'm standing at the entrance because this is not over." Meaning, I knew he was going to circle around and come back and try to do something to my car, which he did.
Right.
I walked out in the parking lot. He saw me, knew I was watching for him, and he took off. And that was the end of it. But the point is, if something had happened to me bad, this guy had shot me or something, I'm not saying I would have deserved it, but I'm saying I could have prevented it. So it's a weird season because people are, on one hand, overly nice. "Happy holiday, Merry Christmas, have a great Thanksgiving."
They're
you
also
know,
on
people
edge.
You don't even know. They're also on the verge, and the fuse is so short that it won't take much to set it off. It's the same people, same time of year, pressures from obligatory gift buying, maybe somebody's hours got cut, maybe somebody's out of work, somebody's wife has left them, people got all kinds of stuff in their heads. It's a parking place. Forget it. Just give it up. It's just not worth it. And I feel bad for this guy's wife. Imagine the trauma, you know, of having to. Now, I know that my wife would have said to me, and she would have hammered away until I gave up. She just said, "What do you think you're doing? Stop following this guy. Don't." And I would have eventually given up, because I know she would have done that. And maybe this guy's wife was doing it too. But for whatever reason, he went ahead and his wife's name is Marilyn, said they were driving through the Texas Panhandle to a Thanksgiving gathering in Las Vegas. Pickup sideswipes their rented Chevy. He follows the guy about 30 miles.
Wow.
To a gas station near Groom, New Mexico. I think it is the state it's in. It says they had words, according to people who were at the gas station and according to the sheriff's report. And then the old 81-year-old guy fired several shots from the window of his truck and hits this guy in the chest. And yes, and it was New Mexico. He says he's defending himself. Mr. Narden was a Marine, served in Vietnam, lone survivor of a helicopter crash during the war. and has a son who lives here in town. Horrible, horrible story. But the lesson is there's a family member gone who didn't have to be gone. Don't go nuts. If you got a good road rage story, share it with us. We'll be glad to take it. And we're going to take a break. Here's the other thing we do every year about this time, and I'd like to do it again this year. If you have discovered a great gift idea, example, these squeegees that Tom Price has for $15, these beautiful squeegees, if you have seen, you guys remember the year somebody called and told us about the singing snowman? You open the refrigerator door?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Day? Was it there's a little snowman.
They still have them.
Yeah. And it's light sensitive, and when you open the refrigerator, what, he sang Frosty the Snowman?
Yeah.
And now they have one for the bathroom.
Yeah, and it's $10. So any of these affordable, great stock. My take on the holidays has always been the same. I've said this before. I like to see people open, in my family, lots of little stuff. $5, $10, $30 stuff. I think people like to just open things.
Well, so, look at what we caused last year with the FLARP.
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, my goodness. I forgot about that.
That was just last year. It seems like longer than a year. Oh, my goodness.
We sold a bunch of FLARPs.
Everybody was out of it.
In the bathroom, they could have the Leon Redbone thing.
But that's the kind of thing we're talking about. So, you know, if you have a great, if you found something, you go, oh, this is the greatest discovery, let us know. We'll pass it along because, you know, like the last two or three years especially, the money's tight for a lot of people. They want to participate. They want to get people something, but they just, you know, they don't want it to cost an arm and a leg. And we got some TV prices for you, too. We'll get to that later, and a whole bunch of other stuff. Argosy Casino Alton. You got people coming in for the holidays, and you don't particularly like them. Why would you want to subject yourself to having to sit and talk to these people for a couple of days? Take them over to Argosy. And you not only get rid of them, you don't have to entertain them or deal with them. The bad news is they're going to have a really good time and might come back next year. That's the only downside. Let's go back and visit them again. Remember they took us to that great casino in Illinois? That's the only thing I could think that would be the downside, but it's almost worth taking that risk just to get them out of your hair. So you take them to Argosy, and there'll be plenty to do. They will eat well, they can play, they can see entertainment, and everybody's happy. Argosy Casino, Alton. Make a note to get an Argosy Preferred card when you go if you don't have one, and then check their website and take a look at all the activities and all the reasons. It's good to have an Argosy Preferred card. Website is argosyalton.com, and the phone number is 1-800-711-GAME. Argosy Casino, Alton.
With a look at traffic, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Tina. Well, not much is going on. I mean, we just have things, volume building right now on all the highways on westbound 40 Hampton through McCausland, southbound 270 Manchester through Doherty Ferry. Looks like southbound 170 starting to get slow now between Del Mar and Highway 40. Looks like going to the Poplar Street Bridge. Starting to slow on eastbound 40 now near Busch Stadium. This traffic report is brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Thermometer. The Exergen Temporal Thermometer is the top choice of doctors, nurses, and other fine health professionals nationwide. Now it can be your choice, too. The Exergen Temporal Thermometer. Get yours at Walgreens and other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou, especially on Mizzou Mondays this fall. Tune in this Monday night from 6 to 9 for Mizzou Monday, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Four Roses Bourbon and the Big 550 KTRS.
This is Victoria Babu. Join me this Saturday at 8 p.m. for a special edition of my show, Smart Living. If Black Friday has you wanting for more, Cyber Monday is coming up. My shopping expert will tell us how to make sure you really know if you're getting a good deal. Life coach Jill Farmer helps us keep calm through the chaos of this holiday season, plus keeping our pets safe. Dr. Oz's veterinarian shares some overlooked holiday hazards that could hurt your pet. Plus, we'll check in with the Stop Diabetes Movement. Join me Saturday at 8 p.m. for a special edition of Smart Living right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi. George Weber. This year, Weber Chevrolet is having our first ever car and truck Black Friday sale. That's right. This Friday, we are opening our doors at 5 a.m. From 5 till 9, you can get the lowest prices on Chevrolets in the entire country, guaranteed. We have new Cruises for $12,900, new Malibus for $14,900, and new Silverados for just $14,900. You heard right. Cruise for $12.9, Malibu for $14.9, and Silverado for $14.9. These are not gimmicks. There is no catch. Everyone qualifies, but you only have till 9 a.m. At 9, the prices go up by $1,000, and that's still less than you'll find anywhere else. These prices are good for the rest of the day Friday and all day Saturday. So, 9 to 7 on Friday and 9 to 6 on Saturday, you'll pay $13.9 for a cruise, $15.9 for a Malibu or Silverado, the lowest prices in the country. But from 5 till 9 Friday morning, you pay even less. Just $12.9 for a cruise, $14.9 for a Malibu or Silverado. And these are not the only deals. Check out WeberChevrolet.com for more Black Friday savings on all new and pre-owned vehicles. It's only at Weber Chevrolet. Four locations are at WeberChevrolet.com. See you at 5 a.m.
If you're looking to keep your house up, updated, you're supposed to reinvest in your house every 10 years. Is it time to reinvest for a new kitchen or a new bath? Make sure you call Callier and Thompson. Callier and Thompson has been synonymous with quality here in St. Louis since 1955. And you might have heard the name and you might think to yourself, whoa, they're a little bit too rich for my blood. Don't think that. At Callier and Thompson, yes, they do quality remodels, but they also stay within your budget. Whether it's high-end or middle-end, whatever it is, Callier & Thompson will stay within your budget. 55 years of experience bringing you the latest in terms of styles, in terms of features, in terms of new kitchens and new baths. CallierandThompson.com to find out more. CallierandThompson.com to find out more. Or check out their showroom. It's on Manchester, just east of 141, right next to Uncle Bill's. You want quality kitchen and bath remodeling? You want Callier & Thompson and CallierandThompson.com.
Are broken eyeglasses keeping you from seeing the action? Spectrum Eyeglass Repair has been the leader in eyeglass repair for over a decade. We can fix that expensive pair of sunglasses you thought were doomed to the glove box forever. Spectrum Eyeglass Repair carries a larger selection of pre-made polarized clip-on sunglasses and has the ability to make custom fitted clip-ons for almost any eyeglass frame. We have two area locations, Crestwood and St. Peter's. Check us out in the Yellow Pages under Optical Repair or on the web at SpectrumEyeglassRepair.com.
Spectrum Eyeglass Repair, now specializing in titanium repairs.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
This Thanksgiving weekend at Ace.
The weekend is coming!
Start crossing off your holiday shopping list with $50 off a DeWalt 18-volt cordless drill, now just $99.99.
The weekend is coming!
So visit your local Ace and get saving, then get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Price good at participating Ace stores November 25th through 27th. Limited quantities available while supplies last.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
See store for details.
Once again, it's that great time of the year, Cookies Barbecue time. Whether you're heading out for a game, picnic, or cookout, it's time to stock up on Cookies' mouthwatering sauces and seasonings, including sweet hickory, western style, country blend, or original. If the weather isn't hot enough for you outside, spice up your insides with Cookies' wings and things hot sauce, Cookies' premium salsa, or flavor enhancer and all-purpose seasoning. So, try Cookies' award-winning line of sauces and seasonings.
Cookies is the one.
Enjoy the outdoors and bring out the cookies.
Everybody wants to help others, and you like to donate too. But with so many charities out there, how do you know which one does the most good? Well, it's easy. You can make a difference in the fight against drug and alcohol addiction by donating your used vehicle to the Salvation Army. Your car donation is tax deductible, and the towing is free. The Salvation Army receives no government or outside funding, but relies solely on your donated items. Call toll-free at 1-877-SALVE-ARM or visit the Salvation Army website at stlarc.org.
Shop Lowe's for incredible Black Friday savings. Take home an 18-volt DeWalt drill for only $99, a savings of $80. You can also buy a 14-gallon shop vac wet-dry vac for just $29, a savings of $50. For these and more great Black Friday values, shop Lowe's through Monday. Stores open at 5 a.m. on Friday. Or get a head start by shopping at Lowe's.com Thanksgiving Day with free parcel shipping through Monday. Hurry in. Supplies won't last long. Lowe's. Never stop improving. Offers valid 11/24 through 11/28.
Yeah, this will wake you up. This is good peppy music here. My toes are tapping. Didn't give the numbers, but the phones are all lighting up, so we'll find out what that's all about. And for those who want to join in, we'll take a couple calls here. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Greg is on the phone. Hello, Greg.
Yes, sir. Am and Pim.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Of course, you know it's me, the regular caller. You know me.
Oh, we know you well, Greg.
Yes, sir. My story is kind of road rage, kind of not road rage, but it involves a car. Normally around 4 o'clock p.m., and I guess you guys have heard me on the phone, I go get my daughter when I call you guys. I go over there in North County to the school to pick her up from school. You know, she's in the first grade. So
Okay.
And I walk in there and then go get her, and I got to have to cross. Sometimes you got to cross the little street because parking sucks over there, and the parking lot in front of the school isn't that much parking, so I park on the outside of the street so that way when I get her in the car, I can just drive off. Well, sometimes the street is backed up with buses and cars and whatnot, and there's always a few guys that they just have the need to just speed through there there's no reason for it. And so I always try to tell my daughter to be careful, hold my hand, look both ways, because these people don't care. Well, one car was coming, and as I was going right across the street, when it was clear, I had to stop my daughter and said, hold on a minute, we got another idiot riding by. And he's going by not too fast, but fast enough where he can hear me through the window. And then he had to stop suddenly because it stopped wherever he was trying to go to real fast. Suddenly, he had to stop because of the buses and whatnot, and he couldn't go nowhere. So I yelled out something like, you couldn't go nowhere anyway, but, you know, whatever have you, something like that. The car stops at the top of the hill. Almost sitting in the street. I didn't notice it at first. As I was crossing the street, some big old guy come out. Now, I'm only 5'8 and a half, and I'm a slinky guy, you know, slim, slender. He get out. He's probably, what, 300 pounds, 5'9".
Uh-oh.
And he started cussing up and making all this language. Well, you got something to say? You got something to say, you little punk? Whatever have you.
Not
I could have went there. I just said, you see us crossing the street, man. You could have stopped. You could have slowed down. You couldn't go anywhere. And he just, to oblivious of what I said, went off and cussing and threatening me, so I knew it. I got in front of my daughter, was just get in the car, ignore it. I learned when I was a young kid, learn to ignore, otherwise you're going to get yourself in more trouble. So this doesn't end, Frank. We get in the car, we head on up, go past him, he cussed out some more, he got back in the car, he cussed me out some more. Get to the top where I couldn't move because, you know, people went to go left or right in the car. He pulls up, and the traffic going the opposite way to when the car's coming, pulls up beside me and rolls the window down. My window has to be halfway down. You got something you want to say? Don't get yourself effed up.
He won't give it up.
No.
Right. And I didn't say nothing. I knew to be quiet, because if he get out of the car and start shooting, then I'm a die in front of my daughter. I just shut it up, and then he drove off, and that was the end of that. And then, it's funny, I tried to be cool and play it off in front of my daughter. This happened about 3 weeks ago. Why just two days ago, my daughter out the blue said, and it's funny, she's only 6, but got a great memory. Well, now, you remember that guy that yelled at you? He was rude. What happened? Why did he do that? I see he was just a mean person who was having a bad day. He shouldn't have done that. He was very ignorant and out of line. Well, I was just worried about you, Daddy. He was wrong. I'm like, wow.
In your case, you didn't actually say anything to him. He just overheard something you didn't intend for him to hear.
Right.
Yeah. Well,
but the point I'm trying to make is I'm agreeing with what you're saying. You're telling people, if you can just stay out of trouble, don't. Because a lot of times we all want to be the person that has the last word, and that don't always work in your favor.
No. Greg, I appreciate the call.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. This is not about whether you're right or wrong. You can be 100% right. So what? Just let it go.
Yeah, Ron, what are you going to do? What? Be dead and be right?
Yeah, he's dead, but he was right. You know, he was right. That other guy was wrong, but he's dead. Ron, how are you?
Yeah, you talking to me, Frank?
I'm talking to you if your name is Ron.
Yeah, I am in the PM, sir.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
So, in the late 70s, Frank, I was still in my late 20s and invincible. I, as a truck driver, I had my steel-toed boots on, you know, plaid shirt, ball cap, and I had worked one of those 15-hour days. About 10 o'clock, after 10 o'clock at night, I'm going into McDonald's in Webster Groves there, trying to get some supper. Now, I had it. The nose of my car was sticking out onto the lane there when I pulled out, and these teenagers... Well, they stopped in front of me and wanted to give me a rough time about your nose is sticking out in traffic. So, like the airbag on a car, the Incredible Hulk jumps out of his car and starts screaming at him, running down the street, steel-toed boots and all, stops in the middle of the street, spreads his legs, flips them off with both hands, one steadying the other like a pistol. Screamed at him good and proper. They, of course, didn't come back. I turn around, and who's got this big grin on his face And the Webster cop sitting there that saw the whole thing.
Ah, boy.
He thought it was hilarious. I walked over to him. I said, those kids ought to know better than to mess with a man that had over a 15-hour day and is trying to get his supper at 10 o'clock at night. And he just was roaring.
Yeah. But it could have gone bad.
Sorry, though, Frank. We all get mad pretty quick. If you do something kind of silly or unthought, you know, or maybe they think you're wrong, maybe you know you're not, throw your palms up in the air, slap the side of your head, and you'll completely defuse the hothead. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No. They want a fight. They're looking for a fight. Just don't give it to them.
You'll defuse it. Just throw your palms up in the air, side of the head, and you'll defuse even the hottest hothead.
Ron, thank you for the call. Happy Thanksgiving.
Great show, Frank.
All right. Carl, let's work him in here. Hello, Carl.
Hey, Frank. How are you?
Good.
Hey, so real quick, I use this tactic with my children, counting down from 10. And sometimes when I see that they're not reacting, when I get to a low number, I skip a number. I go, oh, I got to start over. So I got to know what was at the other end of that 10 seconds for that guy in the truck.
You were counting down your guy in the parking lot.
Well, that's a good question. That's a very good question. But see, the problem is that I hadn't thought that far ahead. And I thought about it since then. Because when I walked up to him and I said, you're going to back this truck up and you got 10 seconds to do it. And I got to about 7 and he backed up. Now, later on, I thought, holy crap, what if I'd gotten to 1 and he just sat there?
Yeah.
Now what? And I, you know, I didn't think that far ahead, and that's what's wrong with what I did. If I'd had a plan and I was prepared for that, and I had a black belt in karate, or I had a whatever, and I knew I could take him, then I'm prepared. I wasn't prepared. Maybe I could have, maybe I couldn't have, but it didn't get to that, because I have to tell you, in the same way that I think a lot of road rage people have snapped and they're nuts, I think he thought I was nuts. He knew I had just snapped. And I think the guy was afraid to challenge me because I probably looked like a crazy person. And the way I approached him, it was just a no fear in his face, back this truck up. And he did. But that, your question is a great question. And it's the one everybody should ask yourself. Are you prepared to carry this through?
Take this to another level.
Yeah. And the answer is no, because you don't know what that guy's going to do. You're not prepared.
Well, I have another great question, and this is for everybody. What, in your history of being alive, what is your favorite Christmas and why?
Well, that's the kind of question you would hear on a real bland... I don't know. I don't want to get specific about what kind of... KMOX. That's probably what they would... but we'll think about it, and maybe we'll throw it out there. Thank you, Carl.
All right, talk to you. Bye.
Yeah, I've never done the what's your favorite Christmas thing, just because it can kind of bite you. It sounds like a good idea, but then when people call and go, I never forget, I was 6 years old and my grandparents gave me a Monopoly set, and I've still got it to this day. Okay, thank you, next call. And it kind of just goes that way sometimes. Remember our great contest about blow your horn and we'll find out what kind of car
you're driving? Goodness, yeah,
what a disaster that was. And I thought that would be a great idea. Yeah, no kidding. Another quick one from Mike. We'll take a break. Hello, Mike, how are you?
Hey, Frank, I'm in the fan.
Thank you.
Hey, real quick, I know tomorrow is the Big Turkey Day, and there's a lot of accidents every year with the frying of the turkey. And I thought, maybe I'm mistaken, but I thought Mike Shannon had a PSA about that, public service announcement.
About frying turkeys?
Yeah, about being careful, you know, frying the turkeys, maybe Black Friday sales, how to keep yourself safe during the holidays. I thought Mike Shannon had something about that.
Is this a bit in your head that we haven't heard in our own heads, or where are we headed here?
It's the first one, yeah. So I was hoping maybe I could hear him. I'm in town from Indiana. I don't get to hear you guys very much, but I miss Mike Shannon.
He wanted to hear.
So what you really want is you want to hear the Mike Shannon.
That's right.
You don't really care what the content is. We'll see what we can do for you. Okay.
Did somebody want to talk to me?
Yeah.
Thank you, Mike.
Okay. Bye.
And now with a road rage public service announcement. Here's Mike Shannon.
All right. Here's the deal. If you're out there slamming down a handy 48 back, first of all, you don't drive. You don't drink and drive.
That's
but
right,
then, man. If somebody else comes up and pops you in the head or something like that, don't go after them. Just turn around and walk away.
good advice.
I didn't think it was going to be that good advice, but it was really good.
Good advice. Yeah, what do you expect?
Wait till later to go back and beat
the crap pot.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Speaking of frying turkeys, did you see that story the other day? The old guy who was...
His leg?
Yes.
He fried his leg.
He deep fried his leg.
His own leg.
How did he
accidentally?
Well, he was, you know, for a church or a community thing, he was deep frying 25 turkeys, and he tripped during one of the processes, and scalding oil went all over one of his legs.
And it's a big vat of oil. The whole thing poured onto his leg.
He had a deep fried leg.
No, he did. Third degree. Bad news. I've never done the deep frying thing.
They're good, but it's a lot
good.
Of work.
Well, we don't have to because every year Jim Holder brings one in.
That's right.
Hold it. Hang on. He hasn't done that for
He's never done a deep fried turkey.
I think I put an end to that whole deal. That's another story. We welcomed back a couple of days ago, actually yesterday, I think, Zister Tire. Here's my deal on tires. I'm not like my dad. My dad was a guy who would get a great thrill out of saying, I got 70,000 miles on those tires. And he did the same thing with batteries. He'd say, yep, that battery is in its eighth year. And he would just push it until one day he has to stand, nothing, there's no battery. Or he has a flat, or whatever. I've never done that. I like tread. There's a great secure feeling that comes along with looking at your car as you go to get in it or you walk away from it, and you see deep tread. And it doesn't just look good, it's just safer. You know, a good
especially
tires.
With winter.
Especially with winter.
You don't want to be sliding around.
Here's the downside to waiting too long to get tires. One, you can have a flat. Not good. Two, you don't have any traction when you need it most. Three, when you do have that flat or the tire causes you or tires to have an accident, now you've really got a major inconvenience and expense. So if you're thinking, well, you know, tires are not, they're not cheap, good ones, I think I'll put it off. Well, you put it off until it's you've put it off too long, and then the expense is going to be a lot greater than just had you done what you should do, and that's just, you know, get new tires if you need them. Now we come to the part about where to get the tires. As of this week, we want you to get your tires from Zister and give them a shot at your tire business. They've been around a long, long time. There are three Zister locations who are participating sponsors now of this show. There's one in Delwood, one in Afton, and one in Wentzville. And Zister was on with us before years ago. I bought tires from Zister, like a lot of things, banking or buying a car. There are some things that are kind of the same everywhere. But if you notice the running common denominator thread that goes through this show, it's advertisers, product services that give you great, great service, especially when they find out you're AM and the PM. And that's what's going to happen when you go to Zister. You can check their website, ZisterTire.com. I don't know that most people are brand loyal. I don't think they really care. Most tires are good tires, I think. If Zister's going to sell the tire, it's going to be a good tire. Whether it's Toyo or Pirelli or Goodyear or Delta or Yokohama, Dunlop or Bridgestone, they're all good tires. So they'll help you figure out which one you want. It's going to depend on how long you're going to keep the car, how you drive the car. Do you drive the highway a lot or in the city a lot? You know, they'll help you. You're not supposed to know all that stuff. Zister Tire website. Zisser, that's Z-I-S-S-E-R, ZisserTire.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Timothy?
Thanks, Tina. Well, it seems like 55 is our cursed street this afternoon. On southbound 55 near Bayless, you've got an accident that was blocking the three left lanes. Also on southbound 55 approaching Chronolet, there's an accident on the left lane. Northbound 55 near the Poplar Street Bridge, a crash. They've moved that off to the shoulder, but traffic is backed up to Highway 44. On eastbound 70, you're running stop and go between Grand and 10th Street. And if you look on eastbound 270 now, you're running heavy approaching Lindbergh through New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by Famous Footwear. It's the holiday sale at Famous Footwear. Buy one pair of shoes, get another pair half off. spectacular savings on the brand names you love. Famous Footwear, make today famous. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS is playing Santa again with the U.S. Marines for the 2011 Big 550 Nestle Purina Toy Drive. Join us on Friday, December 9th at Plaza Frontenac, where Steve Cochran will broadcast live from 9 a.m. till noon, followed by J.C. Corcoran and Trish Gazelle from noon to 3. Light up the life of a needy child by dropping off your new unwrapped Toys for Tots donation at one of our drop boxes at Plaza Frontenac during the broadcast. The Big 550 Nestle Purina Toy Drive is brought to you by Income Planners of America, your retirement income specialist. Call Mark Allen at 314-454-9700. And by Heidi Sewing Machine Shop. Heidi for quality machines, fabric, and fun. Happy holidays from the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, Mike Kelly here. The all-new West County Nissan just got $5,000 worth of dealer cash coupons for Versus and are passing them on to you. Get 0% on an Altima or lease it for $189 a month. Or get 0% on a Rogue or lease it for just $219 a month. Now open 1 mile west of Highway 141 on Manchester Road in Baldwin. Or go to westcountynissan.com. Special APR and move rebates. Includes all rebates and incentives. 39-month lease. TTNL not included. 12,000 miles per year. Pricing per month. $29.95 down.
Some prefer cremation and others traditional burial. It's a matter of personal preference, a family choice. Schrader Funeral Home and Crematory can help you plan a service that's right for you. Their pre-planning specialists can help you make arrangements just the way you want it. Visit Schrader.com to learn more.
Kohl's opens at midnight Thursday with over 500 early bird specials. Get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 you spend. No limits. See store for details. Kohl's. Expect great things.
I am 5 months away from hitting the 39-year mark as a patient at Ballast Dental Care. Yeah, I know. It's a long time. There was a story that I didn't get to earlier this week. As a guy in China who treats patients who have tooth worms. I never heard of such a thing. I don't think we have that here.
You ever heard anybody
having a tooth worm?
No.
No. I think it's just a thing over in Asia or something. If we did, I know who could get them. Who could take care of them, Ballast Dental Care. They've been taking care of me for 38 and a half years. They would love to get you back on track. And right now they have, at no charge, oral sedation consultation. They will consult with you about oral sedation, what's involved, how it works, and also take some x-rays and take